Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, your daily dose of knowledge from Wikipedia's finest articles. The featured article for Friday, August 23, 2024 is John F. Kennedy Document Hoax. In 1993, Lawrence X. Cusack III forged 350 documents from, or relating to, John F. Kennedy, the 35th President of the United States. Some of the forged documents supposedly showed that Kennedy had dealings with organized crime, through Sam Giancana of the Chicago Outfit, tax evasion, bribery of FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover, payment of hush money to actress Marilyn Monroe for being Kennedy's lover, and a secret first marriage. Cusack was the son of Lawrence X. Cusack Jr., the New York-based founder of the law firm Cusack & Stiles. Cusack Jr. was appointed as a guardian of the estate of Gladys Pearl Baker, Monroe's mother, in the 1970s. Cusack was employed in his father's firm from the late 1980s. He claimed that his father advised Kennedy on numerous sensitive and personal matters and that he found the papers in the archives of Cusack and Stiles. Cusack sold the papers through memorabilia dealers for between $6 and $7 million. One of the collectors involved suggested showing them to the investigative journalist Seymour Hersh, who was in the process of writing The Dark Side of Camelot, 1997, A History of the Kennedy Presidency and His Assassination. Hersh began including information about the documents in his book and proposed a documentary to be released at the same time. It was during the checks of the documents by the NBC television network and then by ABC News in preparing the documentary that flaws in the forgeries led to their discovery. These included the use of a zip code in a document signed in 1961, the zip code was introduced in 1963, and the use of a prestige pica font type ball that had not been invented at the time the document was signed. Other mistakes included the use of liftoff type to adjust a spelling error in Kennedy's name and where a written signature had removed a tiny part of the type underneath it, which had been made by using a modern plastic typewriter ribbon. These were not available in the early 1960s. The forgeries were uncovered in mid-1997, while Hersh was still writing The Dark Side of Camelot, and he removed a chapter and some additional material that had been based on the Cusack documents. In September 1997, ABC confronted Cusack with the discovery of the fraud, but Cusack denied the accusations. Cusack was arrested and tried on 13 charges of mail and wire fraud. He was found guilty on all charges and was sentenced in 1999 to 9 years and 7 months imprisonment. He was also ordered to return the money to the people who had purchased the documents from him. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:13 UTC on Friday, August 23, 2024. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for John F. Kennedy Document Hoax. This podcast uses content from Wikipedia under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit our archives at wikioftheday.com and subscribe to stay updated on new episodes. Follow us on Mastodon at wikioftheday@masto.ai. Also check out Curmudgeon's Corner, a current events podcast. Until next time, I'm Neural Sally.